heart pouring out my chest. I'm holding on to color, and all I see is you across this waiting room.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, smart ticketing has officially launched on Brisbane City's bus and metro services, completing the rollout on Southeast Queensland's public transport systems. Commuters will now be able to tap on with their card, debit card, Visa and device to pay the 50-cent fee. Go cards are still able to be used. Translink, General Manager of Passenger Transport, says the introduction of cards creates more options. In national news, a rescue effort will be conducted today as 4 people are stranded in southeast Australia's outback due to flooding. The heavy rain has closed roads in the state's far north, 20 kilometres south of Northern Territory borders. A search begun for the missing group and they were located at 4 p.m. on Sunday. South Australian police will attempt a rescue today, they said. Police have been able to communicate with the group by phone, which was supplied to them along with food supplies. In international news, a wildfire has killed 4 people in South Korea. A state of emergency has been declared since they started on Friday. In the country's southeastern regions, 3 firefighters and 1 public servant have been killed. Emergency services are fighting against 30 wildfires and struggling. Hundreds of people have evacuated their homes, and the fire has destroyed 500 hectares of forest. The Korea Forest Service has issued severe fire warnings, the highest of warnings. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au. Thank you.